Here we go. Coach Ed football going to be kicking it off. Good to have a home opener. It's talking to Coach Petrosky. I think, gosh, it's back when you were playing, I think, back in the day that, McCook and Cozad played in Cozad. Is that ring a bell back in the day?
It would have been after me. We did not. I'd graduated by now, but it was definitely a year or two after I graduated.
But you did play, I guess, for McCook Cozad games, I think, a time or two back in the high school years, didn't you?
Nope, we did not. Nope. It was after, I think the year after or 2 years after was the first time they played, and I don't know if it was at home. I know that first year it went to, it played them in the regular season and the playoffs, and then Cozad really had some good teams back then, and it was a battle. McCook kind of nipped them up in the playoffs, definitely Cozad has had some great teams in the past, and looking this year to kind of live up to that same expectation.
I take it you had a good summer. I know you're busy with camps. I know out at the East-West game, had some players out there playing Scott's Bluff. That was fun to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, super busy, but wouldn't want it either way. Always keeping the kids active, always running the weight room weekly and getting camps in and just trying to stay as healthy, but trying to keep the knowledge of football always in the kids' head throughout the summer and getting prepared for the season.
Lost some really good seniors off that team from last year, a couple of good ones. You would have loved to have back for another year.
Yeah, definitely up front, a good Eli Britza, and he just great leader, person like that. You always kind of lose those guys, and he's getting ready right now, fall camp at Midland, playing college football, but just having that tradition at Cozad, you always kind of got to tell the kids and convince them that, hey, next year it's your year, it's your new season, new group of seniors. Got to rely on them seniors and the leadership, and so far this year the kids have stepped up and really learned a lot and been still growing on the system and really had a good summer in camp so far.
As far as returnees back and strengths, it's good to have a good core of skilled guys back, and your quarterback and receivers, et cetera. It's good to have some of those kids back. I got a lot of playing time last year.
Yeah, and our depth all around, just at the skill position, seniors through freshmen. We do have a good group of skill kids, a couple of freshmen that are pushing for playing time, and just gives us a great depth and really kind of holds those older kids accountable too, is, hey, they got to kind of show the ropes to those younger kids that what's right, what's wrong, and really just going in, we have a good group of skill kids that we can rely on, and it should help us in the third phase of the game, the special teams, just having bodies to sub in and out and get that experience of a Friday night.
Noah Shoemaker, a quarterback, getting his feet wet last year as a quarterback, now as a junior, good size, good build. He's probably expecting some big things out of himself this year.
For sure. He's a good leader, even though he's just a junior. Coming back after his sophomore year, had good statistics. Really, as a sophomore, you can't expect, you're going to kind of expect some growing pains. Just having a sophomore quarterback, and we thought Noah did a pretty good year last year, and just through the off season in the summer, was really grown into a leader and a great quarterback where he's a lot more control of the offense, and it really opens up our game, really opens up our offense when you have somebody returning and he's not learning from the get-go. He's kind of already building on what he's known.
Drew White back at a back, and also I do believe reading here you have Wyatt Hosick back after missing an injury last year. Do you get him back playing a lot more this year?
Yeah, those two seniors, they're in the backfield. Drew White's one of those kids that the scat back type that will move him around. It's no secret to anybody. Everybody that is scouting us is going to know where he lines up. Going to have to know, and as an offense, we have to do our best to try to get him moved around so we can get him the ball in all different ways. Try to get him in any way possible. We got to get the ball in his hands, and so he gets his touches for a game. And Hostick back is just going to be a nice person to spell him, come in as a running back, and take snaps off for Drew, because he's going to be playing a lot between offense, defense, and special teams. And Hostick just is he's a bowling ball. He's a short, little stocky kid that he's going to run downhill, and he's going to get the job done, and he's glad to be back out after missing a year to a concussion.
And, of course, you got some big bodies up front. Tyree Smith kind of leads the way, a senior, and, boy, big young man. But you got some pretty good size up front this year, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I like our size, and it's not just size that plugs a hole or can't move. Our linemen can move. Tyree Smith, he's probably a 5-flat 40, even though he runs or weighs 250, 260 pounds. Moves really well, plays defensive end position even at that size. So he's a senior. Chris Ruano's another senior that are back, and kind of the two ends of our offensive line that are our senior leaders and controlling the offensive line with some new guys in at guards with Langley and Miles Hyde.
Tough schedule, Coach, from top to bottom, with Bison on the schedule first, road trip, but you got Bison back-to-back with Central City after that, and Ogallala, and your district teams, the Holdridges, the Holdridges, the Mindens, the Gothenburgs, Broken Bows, all are going to be pretty good this year, don't you think?
Yeah, our season, our nine-game schedule is pretty opened up. Going into the season, I feel like we could beat any of the teams on our nine-game, and we could lose to any of them. They're all pretty right there in the medium of Class C1. We got a couple that, like McCook, and Central City's coming back after having a good year. Sydney brings back some really talented, skilled kids. Ogallala's got a kid that's top of the class. It's got a D1 offer. So every team's just kind of got their go-to guys. Other than McCook, no one's rated in the top five. And then you get to our district, and out of the five teams in our district, all five of them are capable of winning the district. It's just about finding some momentum early in the year, getting off on the right foot, and building the confidence. And then late in the year, with football, you got to battle the injuries, and you got to stay healthy. Try to stay healthy as possible. Hopefully that depth builds throughout the year, where kids are kind of going in and out between games and getting nicked up. You just hope by the end of the year you're as healthy as possible for the playoffs.
Well, your third year now there, Jason, developing the culture like you want to have it now in your third year, getting your junior high kids, your senior high kids, the program going the way you want it. You feel like, hey, it's going in the right direction, isn't it?
I do. This summer and this fall camp really hit home with, as much as we've been teaching technique on defense and offense, and really selling the kids on, hey, the third phase of the game is special teams. You got to be good at it. You can't just be mediocre. The kids are responding pretty well, and it really kind of hit home with me this summer. Just, hey, the progression we've made through the summer and what we've got to camp and have installed. We got a lot more in by game one this year than we did year one and year two. And so everything's kind of building. They're just learning that different technique that we're teaching compared to what they learned before.